Mixing the Colours, Women Speaking About Sectarianism, edited by Rachel Fane Gray, Glasgow Women's Library, www.womenslibrary.org.uk.
Mixing the Colours, Women Speaking About Sectarianism is a result of a project conducted by Glasgow Women's Library as part of the Scottish Government Action on Tackling Sectarianism. Told in the stories and poems of 15 women, the book provides a remarkable insight into the experiences of women that have been historically overlooked. Women's historical and contemporary experiences of the traditionally male-focused issue of sectarianism have, until now, been marginalised and excluded from the social history of Scotland. Frequently, women are seen in a stereotypical way as the passive victims of sectarianism, the casualties of domestic abuse after football matches. Seeking women's voices has widened our awareness dramatically, empowering women in the communities that we have worked and making us reassess everything we previously knew about the impact of sectarianism on the people of Scotland. The project has enabled and captured the voice that women have not had, telling both overt and subtle stories of bigotry and violence that were not spoken or asked about previously. By including women, we have challenged and diversified their identity and addressed their exclusion from previous research and societal dialogue. Most importantly, the project has validated women's experiences, raising confidence levels and fostering women's active citizenship. Throughout the project, we have gathered accounts of overt acts of discrimination, the direct result of religious bigotry against Catholics and Protestants. We have also heard how sectarian bigotry intersects with transphobia, homophobia, misogyny, racism, and hate crime experienced by lesbian, bi, and trans women and black minority ethnic women. Defining the experience of sectarianism was a key importance for some participants, who questioned whether their experiences would be considered sectarian, since they themselves were not the direct victims of discrimination or violence. Sectarian behaviour at home and in public spaces affects women as control and fear, both in the legacy of their childhood and in the present day. Within this, there are different kinds of sectarianism and its byproducts being experienced. These include private emotional or psychological control of thought, values and behaviour carried out by both male and female family members, and the overt control of public spaces through fear, intimidation and territoriality generally undertaken by men. The emergent themes of the project show a need for a new contextualisation of the term sectarianism and a wider understanding of how it is experienced. Within the public spheres of their communities, some women told us that they would be unlikely to challenge sectarianism on the street for fear of violence, hesitant to challenge it at home for fear of family conflict, and reluctant to challenge it on social media for fear of misogynist abuse. Participants said the key way women could address sectarianism was by participating in workshops and writing about their experiences. This publication came out of suggestions by learners in 2012, who said their engagement would be better supported by a dedicated publication of women's stories. Throughout the project, we shared the growing collection of stories and poetry with workshop participants. This allowed both Catholic and Protestant sides of sectarianism to be seen and appreciated. It gave rise to increased understanding and encouraged women to share their fears and prejudices, and most importantly, to find solutions collectively. Women said that collective contributions using creative methods gave them a safe and powerful voice. A significant aspect of the work has been collective action. Public and private personal safety is a key concern. This fits within women's wider experience of general safety in their homes and on their streets in the context of antisocial behaviour, hate crime and gendered violence. Working as a group, they found power in numbers. The Mixing the Colours publication is a tangible outcome of women's collective action. It is something special, the beautiful result of the project and the women who participated, that gives weight and importance to their words and experiences. It is the starting point for the future, a seminal anthology of the legacy of sectarianism. A film of the same name accompanies this publication, as well as a permanent public reference resource housed at Glasgow Women's Library, with the aim of increasing societal and multi-agency understanding of women's experiences. This project was funded by the Scottish Government. Rachel Thane Gray, Mixing the Colours Project Development Worker, Glasgow Women's Library.